We thought we would call Ed Carter's sports hotline now. He is one of the few guys in America that still does one of these old dial-in sports hotlines with updates, scores, and opinions. He usually has some hot political opinions, so we figured that he probably is commenting this week on Trump taking office. So let's call Ed Carter's sports hotline.
With your sports break for Tuesday, January 24, in the year of our Lord 2017, I'm Ed Carter.
Doesn't sound very good.
Well, dang dong, the witch is dead. Despite doing his best to destroy America with his highly detailed, media-coordinated, well-funded ISIS 8-year plan, Obama is out of office. Somehow, despite holding the highest office in the land and having all the Illuminati's money, influence, and power, we stopped Obama with our true values. Thank goodness we finally got a real God-fearing conservative in office now. All hail Donald Trump.
Oh, jeez.
I think America is about to see what true success and winning is all about.
That's what he says.
Well, I've got my red rope hat on, and I'm ready to make America great again. How about you?
Well, this is not sportsy at all, is it?
No.
In women's volleyball.
Oh, almost.
Back to politics. Oh. We're going to start by building a wall and keeping out all the carpenters and construction workers that are overrunning our great American South, illegally improving our infrastructure with their burrito-stained hands.
Gosh.
Now that we got Trump in office, we're going to make America, America again.
Hmm.
What that means.
The best part of having a true conservative like Trump in office is who he's bringing with him. Because without a doubt, I think we got the hottest piece of ass of a first lady.
Oh, my gosh.
Since Jackie O was screaming off the back of that limo for them to bring a stretcher.
Wow. Oh, my man. God.
Speaking of women's, just a little note to all them biatches that were marching after our inauguration.
Man.
To protest birth control for equal pay for Indians.
What?
Or whatever. Why don't y'all shut up and get back in the kitchen and fix me some eggs? Now that Trump's president, I don't have to listen to a bunch of vag havers tell me that I don't treat women right. I cherish women. Ask any of my three ex-wives. I treated them like queens. Now, I don't know what man broke up with all these women to put such a burr in their vulvas that they had to mark.
Whoa.
Jeez.
But just because you're perioding up your sundress don't mean I have to hear about it.
Should we dump out of this?
Maybe.
So how's about it? Why don't you put down that protest sign and pick up a broom or a penis or two and make yourself useful? Your sports break. I'm Ed Carter.
He cracked himself up there. Well, that's Ed Carter. The opinions are his own.
Well, yes, they are.
And in no way reflect any sort of opinions of us here at the ticket, management, sales, anybody.